So, Ronnie Hazelhurst is on the phone.
Yes. Good morning, Ronnie.
Morning to you.
Now, tell me, so many of your works are known and loved by so many people, including Are You Being Served?
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration for that, then?
Oh, well, that was the cash register.
Yeah.
Is that what it comes down to, then?
Well, it's David Croft, the producer and writer of the show, called up the cash register thing, and then I put the melody over the top.
Without being immediately bitter about this, did you think the standards have slipped in theme tunes these days, like so many other things?
Well, I do indeed, because you can't sing them. I mean, there are very few tunes about as we used to know them as tunes.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
real melodies, you know?
Now, before we started the maelstrom of yesterday's steeplechase to find the greatest, I think I mentioned that in the middle of... Is it Please Sir? Is Please Sir one of yours?
No.
Please Sir is it? Well, in the middle of Please Sir, there's a thing that sounds like Blankety Blank. It kind of goes da 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 dum da 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 dum 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 da da. But it actually doesn't do the dum dum.
Really?
Now, I don't know what was first, and is it purely, you know, it's like George Harrison and My Sweet Lord all over again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a little bit in it. I wish I could bring it to you, and I thought you may have cannibalised your own work there, but there's echoes of it. Who do you admire? Who do you admire in the world of theme tune writing? Ron Grainer?
Oh, well, yes, Steptoe was always one of the greatest. But I agree with what you said earlier, that you should do it again and categorise them.
Yes, you've got to.
It's far too wide a sweep this today, you know, with
I realised after an hour what an idiot I'd been opening that box, but there we were stuck with it.
Mm.
And, of course, inevitably, I've got to say, your own nominations. Best US theme tune, would you think about that?
Yeah, well, something like that kind of thing, you know. But in television, music always sort of came last when they had no money back, no money left, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme tunes that I was involved with in the main, and certainly Ron Grainer's Steptoe, were done with about seven musicians. But as it turned out, it was enough. I enjoyed the musical quality of American things like Bewitched.
Oh, Bewitched!
It goes from the kitchen to the dining room, and there's a great sweep of strings. But you don't need that because most television sitcoms were domestic in the home, and therefore the music should have been relatively small.
Give us some of your greatest hits. Just run through it, save us saying them for it. What would you, just some of the things we may know of yours we've not appreciated before.
Well, I'm still doing Last of the Summer Wine. I suppose that's what I'm best known for.
Yeah.
But The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin.
Excellent.
To the Manor Born.
Fantastic.
Yes, Minister.
The best.
Some Mothers Do Have 'Em.
Yeah, Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Yeah, somebody rang in yesterday and said it's based on the Morse code.
It is.
Incredible. That's what I said yesterday. tell us about that then. So it's a very thin, reedy tune, you know, it's barely there, and beautifully so.
Well, I'll tell you. The producer was going to use somebody else to do the music with a big orchestra, and by the time he'd been out and done all the filming, he had no money left, and it was the usual thing, so he came to me and said, do this, and... just use one piccolo.
that's skins they were.
No, I'm not kidding. And I said, well, at least let me have two to get a bit of a harmonic sense about it.
Yeah.
And I said, so what's it all? He said, well, I used to be in the Navy. He said, and instead of using a roller for the credits, I'm going to have the credits come across the screen from right to left as you look at it.
Yeah.
And he said, spell out Some Mothers Do Have 'Em with the missing H and all that in Morse code, and fled the office. So I did.
And literally, the Morse code for that is...
Well, if you think of SOS, Danny, which is da-da-da, so it begins da-da-da, and that's the S of some.
Who knew there was such dramatic and fantastic science behind it? How about the other end of the scale? Have you ever do a rush job and just took something that you already had knocking around and adapted it?
No.
Never have?
No.
You literally get the brief and think that, you know, well, as you would as a craftsman, the best way you can bring this across as pertaining to the ingredients in the show.
Well, the briefs are various, you see. They either want you to write a tune and they'll do something to the tune.
Yeah.
Or they've already shot some opening graphics and you have to write to fit that, you see.
Well, we've got to wrap up now, Ronnie. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. And inevitably, we've got to say, what theme tune you think is the greatest the British television ever produced?
All right, well, that's a tough one.
You can include your own work if you like.
Oh, well, I would bounce him. That's the number one. But I'd hang out with Steptoe.
Yeah, it came third yesterday. Right. Old Ned, as it was, yeah. Thank you very much indeed, as running for top of the shop and to play him out. Why not? A little of that. Oh, great. We're not doing theme tunes again. We've got other things on the bubble you can help us with.